My wish for you is that 2023 is the year that you finally see the improvement you've worked so hard to create. And Yelp for Restaurants is here to help. This year, we're launching new tools and programs to make this year your best year. In addition to the content you already love, we're launching a marketing series packed with actionable worksheets. We've got monthly webinars focused on the best business strategies out there. And as always, Yelp offers best-in-class software to help you optimize your restaurant and maximize your profits. See everything Yelp for Restaurants has to offer by visiting restaurants.yelp.com today. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Copel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with industry expert Anthony Hamilton, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about how to flex as an independent operator in the marketing world. I think that there's a popular misconception out there that as an independent, you don't really have a chance to market.
Yeah. Right?
Because the Applebee's and the TGI Fridays of the world, they absorb all of the bandwidth and they're leading with, you can get 1,000 chicken wings for a nickel.
So, and they're in the Super Bowl and with all that curve appeal. Yeah. They get all the bells and whistles, brother.
So how do you break through the noise? How can an independent operator effectively market their restaurant?
This is what I love about social media, though, right? What a boon for the independent operator this was. We know that everybody loves knowing the owner, right? When you bring a friend in from out of town, don't you love like gallivanting them around town? Like, this is my spot. Hopefully Josh comes out to the table. He's my guy. And then what happens? You come out to the table, we high five and hug, and I look like a stud in front of my loved ones, right? It's like, that's the magic of the independent. You can't get that from a corporation. But really, to move into the topic. So as you know, our circles have overlapped a little bit with Restaurantopia and RMS and Full Comp. We have the Sean Wall chefs of the world and the Matt Plapps. I know are friends of yours and yourself included, and the Ken McGarry's and all these folks, as well as some local people. And the one thing they always tell us, and I think Sean might have said it best, when it comes to social media marketing from a restaurant standpoint, the single most important thing you can do is be the show, not the commercial. Be the show, not the commercial. Again, Warren's saying twice, right? And what he's doing is like, okay, great. You got to throw up your specials. You got to let people know that you have the all-you-can-eat fish fry for $12.99. I get it. You got to do it, right? There's the commercial aspect. But a majority of your social media should really be about you, about your story, because that's what's infectious. That's what keeps people engaged. That's what keeps them liking, commenting, sharing. And they have ownership in your restaurant now because they relate to your story. They align with your story. They appreciate you. They appreciate your journey you've been on. It's very, very personal, this connection now. The corporations can never, ever, ever have that. And again, the reason why I love this is because if you talk to any of those fellas, they're all experts at what they do, right? National experts even. You know what they're up to. And they all say the same thing. Be the show. Tell a story. Be relatable. Well, hell, that comes natural for the independent operator. You've already been through it. Now all you got to do is record it in snippets on social media. So to me, that is the single most beneficial thing you can do as an independent operator. It's not about how nice your parking lot looks. It's not about your signage. Obviously, good food, good service are at the core of everything, a hospitality centric. But boy, when you got that story, and inevitably you as an entrepreneur, listen, let's talk about you, for instance. You started restaurants. Your story was probably grit to glory. It was probably romantic as hell. They could make a B movie about it and we'd have a cult following if I had to guess, right? Listen.
Absolutely. Look, one of the biggest hurdles for independent restaurateurs when it comes to marketing is knowing what to talk about. And it seems so self-serving to talk about ourselves. But you can talk about your team. You can talk about your patrons. You can talk about your community at large. You can talk about your food and beverage program. And not from a sales perspective, but this is the ideology behind it. These are the standards that we've set. Here's a cooking demo. Here's a cocktail demo. What I have found, and I know you know this to be true, but what is mundane for us is exceptional for other people. And is evidenced by the fact that
every day,
right?
Just had to talk with an operator about it last Wednesday. I kid you not, I sit with a chef and we had the exact same conversation. You know, it's wild. Well,
people say all the time, you know, do people really care? And it's like the Food Network. The Food Network exists for this reason, to show people behind the scenes what it looks like. And so you can have your own little television show where you're discussing your team, your mission, your community, your standards, your food and beverage program.
That's it.
It has more to do with just starting I mean, you know how it is. Like, we're talking off the cuff now. This is an acquired trait that you learn over time. The day you start, you're not great, but you do get better with time.
I think that's the biggest apprehension when it comes to social media management is they think they need to have the perfect post. They think they need to have the perfectly edited video. And it slows down the speed at which they're engaging with their customer base. No one cares. We had a deli in Cleveland, East Cleveland, not a great neighborhood. Like, it's usually a place you want to go in the buddy system, right? And it's called the 81st Deli. And all they did was took an iPhone video of this patron, their friend, eating a chicken salad. Have you seen that out there? She's like, no. It's a chicken salad. You had people, 30 million views on TikTok. A small sleepy deli in the east side of Cleveland, 30 million views. Because this girl gets up and says, it's a chicken salad. This is what it has on it. Josh, I'm not kidding you. When I saw like celebrities doing duets with this video, they're dressing their kids up for Halloween as chicken salads. Like, it virality. But it was a 1 minute video taken on their cell phone. And the fact is, you're not going to be good at first, but no one's watching anyway. So who gives a shit?
Right.
Exactly. No one cares, right? No one cares. But then when you hit a little traction, you get something that's really relatable. It is spread. And it may not go 30 million, but might you get 1,000, get 1,500. And now all of a sudden you keep that going. Again, we go back to what Sean said. And I think he said quality is measured differently nowadays. He said the equation I use is speed plus consistency equals quality. And I couldn't agree more. Because no one cares in the world of peer-generated entertainment. No one cares. They understand you don't have a makeup artist. They understand that you don't have a lighting crew. They understand you don't have a production team. Just shoot an authentic, organic video with the right message. And if you don't have the right message, like at first, try again. Keep trying until something sticks and you get good traction on something, pattern that and keep using that format.
Well, once you build the audience, you're able to A and B test. You're able to A and B test specials, menu adjustments, new locations. Like, once you build an audience, you can leverage that audience to make better decisions for your business.
It's just like your POS reports, right? Like, you look at which dish sells and which doesn't sell. Look at your social media metrics, which post was like, which one was shared, which one wasn't. Do more of the stuff that got popular and do less of the stuff that wasn't popular. It's wild, man, but it's the truth. It's all about storytelling though, man. We close this circle, right? It's all about that storytelling. It really is, man. And for whatever reason, and to your point, Food Network's popular for a reason. People are fascinated by what the operators of the world out there do. We love restaurants. We love eating. We love hospitality. People want to know what it looks like. They want to know the inspiration behind that dish. Was it grandma's favorite recipe? They want to see the chef making it. That makes for sexy social media stuff. That's when you stop, when you're scrolling through the TikToks and you look and say, shit, I didn't know that's how they made their chicken parm. That's cool, right? It's good stuff, man.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.